Our guest at the cafe this morning is Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, and everything's good. But Paul contacted me, and from time to time, Paul will just send me a note, say, I want to talk about X, Y, or Z. And, of course, we're delighted to do it. But you wanted to talk in particular about, as you said, the value of our small businesses in commerce. And, of course, this would apply to other communities as well. And what they contribute to the local economy and to sales tax revenue.
Well, absolutely they do, John Mark, and they sustain each other, and we sustain them. That's one thing good about commerce. Commerce is a small town, but we are a giving town, and we've discussed this before, but at the same time, during this pandemic that we've had, we've lost three businesses, and we're net one right now because we're one walked out. We're QQ Wings left. We've got Maria's Kitchen coming in.
I saw that.
And we're 211 Boutique went out. Jake Cunningham and his wife have opened up another, and they're fixing to have a grand opening in a couple of weeks, right downtown. And I'm getting calls every day about people wanting to open, looking for businesses in downtown, looking for a business space downtown, looking for a business space in commerce. And, these people, they've survived through where a lot of communities in our country have not survived. And a lot of these businesses are doing well. And it's just, I think that, the big box stores are really great, and we all know that. But I guarantee what keeps the hammer going in Commerce, Texas, is our small businesses, not just downtown, throughout our town. Mm-hmm. And the Hydro, we love the Hydro Aluminums. We love the TMZ Stones. We love, Zurn. We love the Trailer Manufacturing Company. We love, Alliance Carpet Cushion. We love all those, Imperial Tool. And, but we survive, and our town survives on the affordable furnitures and the fix and feed and the Dos Loretos and the Los Mochis and the Lulus and the everybody at JBA Financial and AIS Financial and all the guys that come to work every day, the one and two or three people in the office, we need to shop small, stay small, and be here and support our local businesses as well. And it's just amazing, where our real concentration of what we do as a town ought to be and who we ought to support. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see it. John Mark, we're really struggling right now with events because, we've had one event so far this year, and it was the fireworks, and I think we've already discussed that as well. Mm-hmm. But we had this last week on this last Friday, we had our golf tournament, and people came in and said, look, we know you're not going to get to have the bash this year, so we're going to support you with the golf tournament. And we did three times what we normally do on a golf, wow, sponsorships for people coming out to help us with the golf tournament. And it's just, and we had people that won money, and that's what it was for. First place, one of the first place people turned right around and donated their prize winnings right back to the chamber. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't happen anywhere else.
We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul's the manager of the Chamber of Commerce in Commerce, and obviously he's fired up this morning, and rightly so. As you know, the city sales tax was up.
Absolutely.
During the fiscal year, which was remarkable, and we've talked with Mayor Wyman Williams about that, and that's kind of evidence of what you're talking about.
Absolutely, it is, and it's just, and I think we need to shower it down on these people here in town that are doing it for us. And I have one announcement too. The police are going to, the police and fire department are going to have a blood drive this coming Saturday, the 26th, from 9 to 3 at the police department. Mm-hmm. And so we need to honor those guys too. Those first responders still are trying to feed them as much as we can. and as often as we can. And everybody in town needs to go around and put, you know, and see a cop, see a fireman, see an EMT, see somebody working at the hospital, see whatever, and say, hey, look, we appreciate what you do. Go in the post office and tell Steve and those guys, hey, y'all do a good job. The guys who pick up our trash, you know, they're all responsible. They're all on the first lines, and we need to do that every day as well.
And Paul mentioned that a new Tex-Mex restaurant is opening on Live Oak Street, Maria's Kitchen.
Yes, sir. Right there where the Kilted Monkey used to be.
Right.
And the QQ Wings came out of there. They were out at the Valero station out on Culver Street.
Oh.
And they're coming over here. Also, the Angus Barbecue looks like they're going to be moving into a brick-and-mortar building as well next to the pawn shop. And so that's going to be really good for them.
It's on Culver Street.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Where the Taco Casa used to be.
Understood. I see. All right,
and
good.
So, there's lots of really, really good things going on, John Mark, and I think we need to all just celebrate it. I guarantee what. It's good for commerce.
You bet. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
John Mark, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, great. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.